Listening Library presents The Carpet People by Terry Pratchett. Read for you by Stephen Briggs. Author's note. This book had two authors, and they were both the same person. The Carpet People was published in 1971. It had a lot of things wrong with it, mostly having to do with being written by someone who was 17 at the time. And it sold a bit, and eventually it sold out. And that was it. And then, some years later, the novels in my Discworld series began to sell, and people would buy them and say, "Here, what's this book, The Carpet People, by the same author?" And the publishers got so fed up with telling people that there was no demand for it that they decided it was time for a new edition. Which was read by Terry Pratchett, then aged 43, who said, "Hang on. I wrote that in the days when I thought fantasy was all battles and kings. Now I'm inclined to think that the real concerns of fantasy ought to be about not having battles and doing without kings. I'll just rewrite it here and there." Well, you know how it is when you tweak a thread that's hanging loose. So this is it. It's not exactly the book I wrote at 17. It's not exactly the book I'd have written at 43. It's a joint effort, but I don't have to give him half the royalties. He'd only waste them. Readers asked for it. Here it is. Thanks. Incidentally, the size of the city of Ware is approximately this big. Terry Pratchett. Prologue. They called themselves the Munrungs. It meant the people, or the true human being.